Do you have an issues, etc. story to tell? We want to hear from you. Tell us your issues, etc. story by calling our comment line before Thursday, April 7th, 618-223-8384. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from. Now, the listener with the best story will receive the first three Issues, Etc. books of the month for this year. 618-223-8384. 618-223-8384.
We wouldn't stock or dispense any sort of medicines that we thought were intended to and had the ability to sacrifice human life. We believe we're in the practice of pharmacy to preserve life and to take away pain and suffering, and we're not really there for the comfort and convenience of some that would want to end life early or to abort life.
That's Illinois pharmacist and drugstore owner Luke Vander Blake. He was also one of the plaintiffs in a case called Morfitz Inc. versus Blagojevich. Governor Blagojevich of Illinois ordered about 6 years ago that the pharmacists in Illinois had to dispense emergency contraception. This, of course, was in violation of a conscience clause that already existed in law. We're going to be talking about that in the first few minutes of Issues Etc. Greetings and welcome. On this Wednesday afternoon, the 6th of April, I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Miley Smith of Americans United for Life will be our guest here in just a few minutes. You can join us for the next 2 hours. We'll have a little bit of Issues Etc. comment line after our conversation with Miley, and then Matt Cochran will join us to talk about natural law and postmodernism. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org or a tweet at issuesetc. Now, before we bring on our first guest this hour, 2 days from today, we're going to kick off Issues Etc. 24. That is what it sounds like, 24 continuous live hours of Issues Etc. in-depth Bible study, 12 books of the Bible, 12 guests, over 24 hours, beginning Friday, 4 p.m. Central, running through Saturday, 4 p.m. Central. You can listen at issuesetc.org. We encourage you to listen to Issues Etc. 24. It is our way of telling our listeners how much we appreciate them and our way of going in-depth with those very generous guests who are giving us their time during the 24 hours of Issues Etc. 24. It starts in 2 days, Friday, 4 p.m. Central, here on Issues Etc. Joining us to talk about a decision yesterday by an Illinois Circuit Court to strike down a state administrative rule forcing pharmacists to dispense emergency contraception, Miley Smith. She's staff counsel for Americans United for Life. She is the AUL attorney in the case Morfitz Inc. versus Blagojevich. Miley, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What had this administrative rule required of Illinois pharmacists in the last 6 years?
Well, this rule was initially announced by former Governor Blagojevich, and his intention, which he actually voiced, was to force pharmacists and pharmacies to dispense emergency contraception, also known as Plan B, even if it violated their conscience. He actually said that he wanted to basically stop religion from standing in the way of dispensing emergency contraception. And so what this rule has done is forced pharmacists who believe that Plan B can act as an abortion drug, it forced them to dispense the drug.
And if they didn't, would they be considered in violation of the law?
Exactly. They had to choose between violating their religion and violating this rule.
What arguments were made before this Illinois Circuit Court that led eventually to the court striking down the administrative rule yesterday?
Well, Illinois has a couple of laws that are just incredible. One is the Health Care Rights of Conscience Act. And that act, what the court said was that that act was designed to forbid the government from doing what it aims to do here with this rule, coercing individuals or entities to provide health care services that violate their beliefs. So Illinois has a Health Care Rights of Conscience Act that the purpose of which was to prevent this kind of government coercion from happening. So that was one of the arguments that the plaintiffs made, and the court kind of hung, you know, that was the hook that it used to strike down this rule. But importantly, the court also said that this rule violates the First Amendment of the Constitution as well.
What does that mean? Not only that it violates an existing Illinois law, but that it also violates essentially the U.S. Constitution.
Well, we know that we have under the First Amendment, let's go back to just, you know, Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson wrote of the First Amendment that there is no provision in our Constitution that ought to be dearer to man than that which protects the rights of conscience against the enterprises of civil authority. That was what Thomas Jefferson said. So that right of conscience is written into the First Amendment. We have a right not to be forced to do something that violates our conscience, that violates our closely held religious beliefs, and that is what the state of Illinois was doing.
What were the arguments made by the defendants in the suit, those defending then-Governor Blagojevich's administrative rule?
Well, the state and former Governor Blagojevich stated that this rule was necessary to ensure that women had access to emergency contraception. However, the court pointed out that they had never done anything else to help ensure that women have access to Plan B. And in fact, the rule itself doesn't require hospitals to dispense Plan B. It doesn't require any other physician's offices to dispense Plan B. It was targeted specifically at pharmacists. And so what the court said was, state, you have no argument here. The court also acknowledged that the state produced no evidence that any woman has ever had a hard time or been prevented from getting emergency contraception because of a pharmacist's belief.
Is Plan B available over the counter?
It is. Plan B is available over the counter, correct.
So this really went to the issue of whether or not a pharmacy wanted to carry Plan B on its shelves.
Exactly. Exactly. And it also goes to the government's coercive intent in forcing pharmacists to dispense it. It is available. The court acknowledged that it's available over the counter, that you can get it from a variety of places. The plaintiffs each had other pharmacies that were within a close walk or within a close drive that women could, you know, if they couldn't get the drug at that pharmacy, they could go to another pharmacy and get the drug. It's available over the internet as well. The government continued to claim that this was all about allowing women to have access, but the government did not, you know, attempt to force anyone else to provide it.
So it sounds as though this administrative rule was aimed narrowly at pharmacists and narrowly at challenging the pharmacist's right of conscience when it comes to emergency contraception.
That's exactly right. And in fact, a federal court prior to this decision actually recorded some things that Governor Blagojevich himself had said. And one of the things he said was that pharmacists who hold such moral views should find another profession. So it was very clear that the state was intent on coercing pharmacists to violate their conscience.
Where does this case go from here?
Well, the state could appeal it to an appellate court in Illinois. So we will just have to wait and see if they decide to do that. But I will say that this circuit court made a fantastic decision, gave some great findings of fact, which just means these are, it's such a strong opinion that it's going to be very hard for the state to challenge.
And do you have any word on the reaction of pharmacists who had been required to violate their consciences in the last 6 years?
Well, this is a relief to the pharmacists. I can't imagine what they have been going through knowing that they could lose their job if they work for someone else. They could lose their pharmacy. And in fact, one of the plaintiff pharmacies actually closed in the midst of all of this because of the rule. So we know now that the pharmacists will be protected in Illinois, so there's definitely a sense of relief.
Finally, then, why was this administrative ruling in force for the last 6 years in Illinois bad law, Miley?
Because we as Americans, this was bad law because a bad rule because we as Americans have a First Amendment right that the government cannot force us to violate our consciences. The government cannot force us to do something that is against our religious belief. That is what our nation was founded upon. And thankfully, the court found that the state was wrong in trying to do so.
Miley Smith is staff counsel for Americans United for Life. She's AUL attorney in the case Morfitz Incorporated versus Blagojevich. You'll find a link to Americans United for Life under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Miley, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, folks, here's a way that you can help us here at Issues Etc. defend life from beginning to end. It's called Thrivent Choice. Now, if you're a member of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, you can designate theirs or your charitable funds to go toward Lutheran Public Radio that supports Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio produces Issues Etc. Supporting Lutheran Public Radio supports Issues Etc., especially through Thrivent Choice. Our listeners, just this last month alone, gave a little over $2,000 to Lutheran Public Radio in support of Issues Etc. out of their generous Thrivent Choice dollars, and we invite you to do the same. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click donate, and you will find there on that page a link to Thrivent Financial for Lutherans and a way to give to Issues Etc. through Lutheran Public Radio. Remember, Lutheran Public Radio, issuesetc.org, click donate, and then click on that Thrivent Financial for Lutherans logo. Thanks to everybody who's supporting us in every way that they do. When we come back, it's going to be Issues Etc. comment line. That's a comment line that we leave open for our listeners all the time for show suggestions, for criticism, for questions after the fact. Since we have so many on-demand listeners here, there are always questions after the fact, and we're happy to respond to them as often as we can. Your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line on the other side of the break. Then we'll spend the last half hour of this Wednesday afternoon, April the 6th, with Matt Cochran talking natural law and postmodernism.
Cardinal baseball is in full swing. The St. Clair County Transit District and the Redbird Express provide service to all Cardinal home games. Buses leave from St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights, Illinois, near the water tower. The first bus leaves 2.5 hours before game time, with service every 10 minutes. The last bus leaves 40 minutes prior to the game. The last bus will return from the stadium 25 minutes after the official end of the game. Round-trip fares are $5 for adults, $2 for children ages 5 to 12, and children under 5 ride free. All buses are wheelchair lift equipped and load and unload at the corner of 7th and Clark, right outside of Gate 4 at Busch Stadium. So give yourself a break from traffic and parking hassles and take a ride on the Redbird Express to the next Cardinals home game. Call 618-628-8090 or log on to scctd.org.
An umbilical cord of biblical truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
What does God's Word teach about prayer, the Holy Spirit, baptism, angels and demons, the Lord's Supper, creation, marriage and family, predestination, and the end times? Find out with the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April, The Lutheran Difference. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase The Lutheran Difference by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, The Lutheran Difference.